What's your recovery rate? What is your recovery rate? How long does it take you to recover from actions and behaviors that upset you? Minutes? Hours? Days? Weeks? The longer it takes you to recover, the more influence that incident has on your actions, and the less able you are to perform to your personal best. In a nutshell, the longer it takes you to recover, the weaker you are and the poorer your performance. You are well aware that you need to exercise to keep the body fit, and no doubt accept that a reasonable measure of health is the speed in which your heart and respiratory system recovers after exercise. Likewise, the faster you let go of an issue that upsets you, the faster you return to an equilibrium, the healthier you will be. The best example of this behavior is found with professional sports people. They know that the faster they can forget an incident or missed opportunity and get on with the game, the better their performance. In fact, most measure the time it takes them to overcome and forget an incident in a game, and most reckon a recovery rate of 30 seconds is too long. Imagine yourself to be an actor in a play on the stage. Your aim is to play your part to the best of your ability. You have been given a script, and at the end of each sentence is a full stop. Each time you get to the end of the sentence, you start a new one. And although the next sentence is related to the last, it is not affected by it. Your job is to deliver each sentence to the best of your ability. Don't live your life in the past. Learn to live in the present to overcome the past. Stop the past from influencing your daily life. Don't allow thoughts of the past to reduce your personal best. Stop the past from interfering with your life. Learn to recover quickly. Live in the present, not in the precedent.
ทิ้งลีเคอร์ทั้งทิ้งคลาส.com